It's a beautiful picture of a very important truth that I want us all to hear this morning. And that is in the opening line of verse 26, where Luke tells us God sent Gabriel to Mary. God sent Gabriel to Mary for one important purpose for all of us, and that is to allow us to understand that it is God who initiates a relationship with His people. God made the first move. We often quote a text out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, that says, "We love God because He first loved us." But before we could ever love God, God had to restore the broken relationship that happened in the Garden of Eden, and He did it through the person of Jesus Christ that He sent. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and following is the story of God redeeming and restoring through Jesus Christ the broken relationship that was caused at the fall of man. And there is deep and wonderful blessing when we know that it was God that acted first, that God sent Jesus. It didn't happen because we knew we were in trouble. We knew we had a need. We knew that we were failing. God sent angel Gabriel to communicate to Mary that He was going to do something through her that would be so wonderful and remembered that she would be called blessed among women. And ultimately, in her confusion and fear, her response was, "May it be to me as you have said." She trusted the word of God. I want to say to you this morning one of the verses that this world knows so well, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We understand that God loves His creation. He loves mankind, and He has made a way for salvation and restored relationship through the Son that He loved. In the Apostles' Creed, the idea of Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin, is to tell us that God was acting, and through His divine nature, the Spirit, He was bringing about a miraculous birth of Jesus Christ through a woman. A birth that was not caused by a man in any way, but caused by the Spirit of God. And that we would see Jesus as having the nature of God and man. And the Apostles' Creed opens up by calling attention at the very beginning, three articles: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I think in these times, and really all times, it should give us the most comfort to know that God loves us, that He loves you, and that He has done something that is so stunning, it's hard to believe, that all we must do is put our faith in Jesus Christ, His unique and only one of a kind of Son, and that we can be saved. That's what Paul, that great apostle, says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. "Whoever believes that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead shall be saved." There is a powerful statement whenever John writes, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." He is God the Son, brought about by God the Holy Spirit, because of the love of God the Father. Let us all praise His name for what He has done. But I want to talk just a little bit about Mary being troubled in her spirit, and how that her answer, her response to the angel, exemplifies the faith that you and I should have. We live in a world where many do not believe or trust in the Word of God. But you and I know, brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, that the Word of God is authoritative. The Word of God is timeless. It is what is given from the very person and being of God. All Scripture, says Paul, is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, training, and in righteousness, so that we can be thoroughly equipped for everything that we face in this life. Let us cling to the Word of God. Let us cling to the reality that it is a light to our path in this world, one that gives us hope. As was said earlier in the opening prayer, we live right now in a time where many people are very, very anxious. I talked to a Christian brother over the phone last week. It's like, what is going on? What's going to happen? Well, none of us know what ultimately is going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we know who holds tomorrow in His hand. And that is God Almighty. And while we take every precaution to be safe, you and I know that God has ordained the days of our lives. And every one of them He has spoken for before we ever came into being. And so if we die today, it's a win because we're with the Lord. If we live tomorrow, it's a win because we can serve the Lord. Let us all find comfort in that God has initiated such a wonderful rescue for His people through Jesus Christ. Let us look to Mary and let us have that kind of faith that says, I don't understand what's going on. I'm a virgin. I don't understand how this could happen. But You, a representative, a messenger, an angel from God, has appeared to me. We have the Holy Scriptures, and I accept it as true, and I live by it, all of it, every word, every jot, every tittle, every iota. I believe completely the Word of God, and I let it guide me in everything that I know and understand about God. There are so many things that we don't understand. There's so many fears and concerns that we have. But Mary said, and let us say, God, I'm in Your hand, and only good comes from that, because God is the God that can work out all things for our good. Who would have ever thought that we could not come together as a congregation to worship and praise the Lord, to pray together, to shake hands and give hugs to one another, but we're at that time, for whatever length of time it may be. I'm 58 years old and I've never seen it. Jack Myers is 80. He's never seen it. But for such a time as this, that is where we are. And let us all pray that we will stand in the strength of the Lord and support His church. And we will let His light shine in us to all that would look our way. And that we will believe that God will work all things out for our good. We don't have to fear like the rest of the world. If we trust in God, He will surround us with an angelic host, a hedge of protection, so that no matter what we deal with or face, we know and will have peace that all is well with our soul. You see, it took a miracle for Mary to become pregnant. It took a miracle for her relative Elizabeth, who was old and barren, to have a child, yet God worked the miracle. Do you remember what is said near the end of Luke? Gabriel says to Mary, "For nothing is impossible with God." In our lives, there are so many impossibilities that we see. How will you use this, God? What will happen to the church throughout the nation? What will happen to the church worldwide? Will the church hold together through this time of not being able to meet together. Nothing, my friends, is impossible with God. God will work it out, and we can take just a great sense of security that He will do so, because He always has, and He's proved Himself to us again and again. And let us thank God from our homes that He's done that for the church and in our lives. Jesus says to us, I'll never leave you. I'll never abandon you. I'll always be with you. We are blessed to be filled with the same Holy Spirit that overshadowed Mary. The power that brought about the miraculous in Mary and Elizabeth's life, in Jesus' life, is the same power that lives in us, His Holy Spirit. And so we thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that's in our lives. Finally, I want to say this last thing to you. Where are you at? Where are you? Maybe there's someone out there that's not given their life to the Lord. Maybe you have questions, you have doubts, and you have fears. Remember the question that God asked Adam and Eve, where are you? And I think it's a question that we all ought to ask ourselves. Where are you? God wants a relationship with you. He wants to restore fellowship with you. He wants to live in you. And so this morning, as we close, reminded by the great truth of Jesus conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, may you say, Lord, here I am, and I give my life to you, and I confess that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God brought you into this world and that He raised you from the dead after you were buried 3 days in the tomb. May God be with each and every one of you, and may you continue to worship as we sing this next song of praise to God. Amen.